And we are back with Lisa Watersling in the studio. She comes each week and just shares her garden knowledge. She grew up in the family business, garden centers, landscapes, pet shops, feed stores. So back in the day, when was that? 1972.
Yeah, well,
way back then?
It would have been late 60s.
Late 60s. Yeah. So, yeah, you're just a young thing. You look good, this old man. Anyway, we've been married for 37 years, coming up in July, and we've got four kids. And so, and I found out over the years, Lisa is an amazing gardener. And so we just have her come in and share her garden knowledge. So what do you got for us today, Lisa? Welcome to the studio.
So thank you. So we have been busy, busy, busy unloading many trucks.
It is spring.
If you haven't been in lately, you need to come back in.
It's a whole new, because whole new story.
We're trying to find places to cram plants at this point. So we've gotten a lot of beautiful perennials in, some great shrub roses in, lots of nice shrubs, just a lot of everything.
And they're all in bloom. It's amazing. Yeah. The trucks, you open up the doors, you know, a month and a half ago, they were green, evergreens, lots of green, or twigs.
You know, twigs.
Lilacs are pretty once they start blooming, but they're kind of twigs in a bucket otherwise. Well, now they come out, everything's in bloom. It's just really, the butterflies follow you across the yard as you carry a cartload of flowers over there. It's kind of fun.
Sure. Yeah, so we've got a lot of herbs in, a lot of great herbs that have come in. So I wanted to talk about the lavenders, because lavenders are a great herb to have in your yard. Yeah. They are animal resistant. So if you have deer, bunny, javelinas, lavender, rosemaries, those herbs, they're just terrific because they don't bother them.
Yeah.
They leave them alone. Lavenders do like a nice sunny spot. You're going to want at least 6 or more hours of sun for these guys to bloom nicely, to do well. And then also well-drained soil. So most of them do really well in containers. So no problem going in containers.
Drainage, as long as it's got a hole in the bottom.
Yeah.
The water naturally drains out. So it kind of makes sense.
So, but if you're putting them in the ground and you got that really heavy clay soil, you might want to think about that or really amend your hole because that's very important to them. When lavenders, there's a lot of different kinds of lavenders. There's English lavenders, there's French lavenders, and there's Spanish lavenders.
Arctic lavender.
And Arctic, I don't think so.
They're mainly a Mediterranean plant.
So the English lavenders are ones that most people think of that have that real spiky blue flower, purpley flower that comes out of there, very, very fragrant. And we carry two different kinds mainly. Sometimes we'll have more, but the Goodwin Creek is a great gray-leafed lavender. It's a taller one, almost like a shrub. So it gets 4x4. So it gets to be a good size.
Yeah.
And it sends, so gray foliage sends off that purple spike, very fragrant. The flowers and the foliage is very, very fragrant. The other one is the Munstead, which is more compact. It's about a 2x2, a little bit smaller, a little more compact type of shrub. But there again, sends out that real pretty purple flower on there.
Yeah, that hovers real long. It's long. It's hovers. The flowers hover much taller above the foliage on English. That's how I determine which one it is. And we use those mainly in commercial landscapes or just tough places where it's surrounded by asphalt and it's just hot. Lavender loves that kind of spot. So more sun equals more flowers.
Definitely. So then we have the Spanish lavenders, and we have some really beautiful ones that came in. I'm going to show the big one first so we can try not to drop
it. It's pink. That's unusual.
This is called the Princess. So this is a Spanish lavender. So it's going to get about 20 by 20. Has that really nice bright green foliage with kind of a... what color would you call that? It's not the blue. It's not the pink.
It's pink. It's violet. Pink with a violet overtone.
I like that.
Violent overtone. It's very, very unusual for lavender. Lavender is always purple or blue. This is definitely not that. It still smells like it.
This is a beautiful 2-gallon, and we have a lot of these in there. They're magnificent. Stunning. Put one in a pot by the front door or someplace nice and warm. It would be excellent. So that's called the Princess.
Yeah.
And then we also have one.
This is too big for the studio. This is like Instant Planet. It weighs like 20 pounds. But look at 20. It. It's bigger than my head. It's huge. It's beautiful. My gosh. Pink Princess. Mm-hmm. Or just Princess.
That one's the Princess.
The Princess.
Okay. The Princess. This one is called Ghostly Princess. They call it ghostly because it has a very silvery.
Yeah, it's white.
Almost, they called it luminescent. Oh. Is what they call it.
Well, under the moonlight, you know, you could line like walkways with that so people could see where the boundaries are. If you got late night parties or whatever, that'd be magnificent for that. And evergreens would be this color all the time.
It'd be good, kind of pretty to kind of mix them, have like a silver princess and a purple. Anyways, the flowers on this one are pink. There's lots of buds on here. It's going to be opening pretty soon, but it hasn't opened yet.
The foliage itself, though, you're showing up the foliage. There's four people watching this on Spotify. There you go. Apple, you guys, you special people with cameras. Rest of you, use your imagination as you're driving across town.
Think about what it would look like. And then the last Spanish lavender.
It's got the same fragrance as the other one, the other princess. Mm-hmm. Smells good.
Nice foliage. So Purple Medley is another Spanish lavender. So this one has the green foliage with the purple blooms to it. Very, very pretty. And I had someone describe them as they look like little pineapples. The way the blooms look on there.
Look at that. They're hovering maybe 6 inches above the foliage, like little tiny pineapples above with those, like little wings on top or something. It's kind of fun. Uniquely lavender. There's nothing out there like lavender is unique in what it does.
It definitely is.
So animals just seem to leave them alone. So we've got javelina that bother our gardens and they don't bother our lavenders. So generally we call it resistive. Rabbits resistive, deer resistive. So,
and we also have a nice selection of rosemaries. I mean, I think lavender and rosemary are great companion plants. Because they pretty much want the same amount of sun, same type of water, same drainage. So they're wonderful companion plants to put together.
So it's time to put these out in the yard. Like if we get a last frost lavender, they don't care. They'll celebrate. They'll be fine.
So we got a second left?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the other things that we got in is called a frost-proof gardenia.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, these are really pretty. So this one gets about 5 foot tall, maybe 4x4, we could easily call it. Has that real pretty bloom on it that gets like 2 to 3 inches wide. Yeah. Very, very fragrant. This one is excellent for a zone 7.
That's us.
Which is where we're at. So it's a really pretty one to try out there in your yard, also in pots. So I definitely would check those out. Is there anything I should have else talked about?
I mean, you've got a lot going on. Gardenias, I mean, we grow gardenias ourselves. Mm-hmm. They're an amazing plant. People don't think you can grow them here, but you can. I think they grow better than some of the other plants. And they're wonderful on a patio because that fragrance just fills up. I mean, lilacs are great, but they're good for about 6-8 weeks. And then they're out of bloom. They're just pretty plants. Gardenia has this wave. They're like ever blooming, kind of like roses are ever blooming. They just always set off flowers. And that frost rose is a really performer for here. So why not? Every yard should have one.
I agree.
Any last tips you want to give it? Because you got an extra. You just cut it short.
I am not used to having time. Usually I run out of time and I create all these things. I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to talk about that. And then you start counting me down. And I'm like, oh my God.
Talk about the new shade structure. We got this beautiful new shade structure between the two greenhouses. It just changed the entire environment. It feels like it's all 2 acres undercover. Just magnificent. It'll take the pressure off the plants, off the team. They don't have to water as often. We're hoping that customers will shop a little longer. It's so nice here because it's so shaded. To put one in the parking lot so you can park underneath it. This is so pleasant. Ken and Lisa Lane, the Mountain Gardeners. Be back with more after this.